Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms, followed by some sun today, mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, pleasant, a high 75 to 80. We'll check the details on the tri-state forecast coming up in just a few moments. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett is instrumental in helping the village of Milliken receive a grant for 4 multimodal solar crosswalk signs. After months of planning, one set of those signs have been installed. The Harlan Valley Rail Trail and are fully functional. The other 3 sets will be installed and functional in the coming weeks. The additional locations will be at the crosswalk near Oakhurst Diner and the South Center Street intersection, and the crosswalk at the Millerton Movie House and the intersection of Duchess Avenue, and the final set at the newly created crosswalk at the Millerton Library and intersection on Central Avenue. Connecticut State employees' retirement wave is coming. That's the prediction. More than 4,000 statewide employees have already submitted their retirement papers for this year, before the costly pension changes take effect July 1st. The anticipated retirement wave is shaping up to be big, but not the possible tsunami that earlier forecasts had warned, which see as much as 40% of full-time state employees retiring. State officials are expecting employees will submit retirement notices right up until the window closes, so the final number remains to be determined. Meanwhile, Governor Lamont and administration officials are watching the numbers and waiting. Quote, right now the numbers are up compared to where we were traditionally, but a lot less than the number of people who are eligible to retire, end quote. That from the governor. The pace of retirements this year is running well ahead of 1,980 annual for the last 2 years. There were already 2,656 retirements in 2021, the most in any year since 2011. The third gender market, an important step towards equality, and transgender, intersex, and non-binary Americans. Kristen Gillibrand called for inclusion of a gender-inclusive marker on federal IDs. The senator led a bicameral letter with Senator Baldwin from Wisconsin, Congressman Canna from California, and nearly 24 colleagues in support of permanent gender-neutral market X option for all federal IDs. Establishing a third gender marker for an option for identification is an important step towards equality for transgender, intersex, and non-binary Americans, and will help ensure all individuals can obtain IDs that accurately reflects who they are, regardless of their gender identity. A story in the Republican American shows a mystery group tossing a wrench in Cornwall's plans. Who are the Friends of Cornwall? Well, that question is being asked. With the referendum vote on the wastewater system approaching, flyers from that group have been sent to 1,500 homes in the town urging a no vote on the proposal. The same group set up a website and sent email blasts to various residents with the same message. The movement has raised a stir because of its anonymity and what some say promotes inaccurate information. Many posts the town Cornwall Community Network have condemned the lack of coverage for standing behind such convictions. The plan calls for installing a $6.3 million facility to address the substandard septic systems and wells in the village. A study group working for the past 6 years believes the upgrades will increase the economic vitality in the area and allow for expansions of businesses and homes. The flyer states the proposal is not the answer. It states that a soil infiltration system should be considered because it doesn't deplete groundwater, requires less maintenance, would need similar buildings and less land, and is generally less expensive. The document went on to state the treated sewage with household chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and other substances of concern will go directly into the Housatonic River. Not only is this environmentally irresponsible, but regulations were to become more stringent about what we call the discharge into the river, the entire system could be deemed non-compliant. Another claim is that all property in the sewer district may be required to connect to the system. During the Board of Selectmen's meeting on Tuesday, the first selectman, Gordon Ridgway, addressed the issue, saying his phone had been ringing off the hook since the flyer appeared. Residents were concerned it was filled with inaccuracies. He did research, and all he could find that it was sent out by an out-of-town printer. He contacted the State Elections Enforcement Commission and Town Attorney Pearlie Grimes because of the lack of attribution. Ridgway then read a letter of response from Grimes, who said assuming Friends of Cornwall consists of more than one individual, he believes it violated at least 2 statutes, one that requires groups of 2 or more who produce communication in opposition to a referendum to include a disclaimer stating who paid for it, and the second requires such a group to register with the town clerk and provide certain information if more than $1,000 is spent trying to influence a referendum. Ridgway said he doesn't expect all the people in town to agree, but there are standards to follow in the public eye. Coming up tomorrow, it's the primary in New York State. You can vote in person on Tuesday. The polls open 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. at locations you can find by looking at this website, voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. Well, crime is surging in New York City, but dropping in the Hudson Valley. Politicians have painted rampant crime as a widespread crisis that has made New York more dangerous, with Republicans blaming Democrat policies for violence. But new data reported by police agencies and released by the state this month show the number of violent crimes committed in the seven-county Hudson Valley region nearly dipped by about 1% last year and was 18% lower in 2021 than 2017.
Taking a look at some of the meetings going on in our area today in Sharon, Historic District Commission meets today at 5:30. In Cornwall today at 7 o'clock, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting. That is at 7 p.m. And in Sheffield tonight, a Conservation Commission meeting will happen at 7 p.m.
Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu. Also, dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,500.68. The NASDAQ at 11,607.62. And the S&P 500 at 3,911.74. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.